3, Mishnah 13, Rabbi Akiva Omer, he says, Chok v'kalos rosh, jesting and lightheadedness, margin le'eve, eventually lead to, it's translated as lewdness, but eventually lead a person to improper behavior. Mesorah siag le'Torah, tradition is the fence of the Torah, the oral law is what protects and explains, etc., the written law. The darim siag le'prishos, that vows, oh sorry, did I miss one? Missed one. Yeah, Maestro Siag La'isha, that tithes are offense to wealth, that if a person properly gives tithes and tzedakah, etc., that is gives a person blessing in the field of wealth. And the Dharam Siag La'prishus, that vows are offense to abstinence, meaning if a person has a problem in a particular area, so he could use a vow to help himself over there. But he brings over here, we discussed this before when we were learning Nadarim, that it's better for a normal person not to undertake a vow, because then you end up not only transgressing the thing that you're trying to stop transgressing, but you also end up transgressing. Yeah. It says only if a person is already rooted in self-restraint and naturally acts beyond the requirements of the law, then such a person, a vow may be effective in helping with temptation. But generally, a vow is not for the general population, not the way to go. Siag l'chochma shtika, and says Rabbi Akiva, offense to wisdom is silence. Meaning, says the Kati, limiting oneself even in casual conversation, which should be cut down to a minimum. That is, offense will help a person acquire wisdom.